Yeah, we're all in this together, guys. Let's not give up. We've got a couple more weeks in us.
So what are you doing right now while you are safer at home? Is there anything that you binge watch?
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. I posted this thing on Twitter yesterday. I said Netflix or Hulu. Everyone's on Netflix. I'm the only person not on Netflix yet. But I just finished watching, I love Homeland Security. Like, I love all that undercover shit, spy stuff.
Oh, right.
Like, I pretend I'm that, you know, undercover spy. and I just finished watching The Night Manager. He's pretty hunky, the guy.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. Oh, it's like James Bond, but TV series, but undercover international Homeland Security spy stuff. But the lead guy is Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Hubba.
So I watched all six episodes in like two nights. I love Jack Ryan, and I got to get Netflix to watch some of the other shows. What about you?
Yeah, girl, you need to watch yourself some Tiger King.
I know. I've heard, man. It sounds nutcase.
It is crazy. It is crazy, but you're gonna love it because you're like, oh my god, did this woman really feed her husband to her tiger? And who is this Joe Exotic? Oh yeah, it is like welcome to the jungle. Okay.
Oh my god,
the tigers.
Wait, so the tiger eats her husband? Is this real? I thought people were joking about that.
Well, there's an investigation going on about Carol Baskin's late husband. He went missing, and people think that she killed him and fed him to her tigers.
Jesus Christ, that's nuts.
It's crazy. And then Joe Exotic, like, that's who it's based off of. He supposedly always had this battle with her on who has a better tiger, like, zoo, and they just try to go at it. But he tried to hire someone to take her out, and that's why he's in prison right now.
Wow. This sounds okay. All right, I'm getting Netflix today.
Okay, so you have to watch that, and then I would recommend you watch Ozark.
Oh, yes. I've had five people tell me about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Ozark. Yeah.
Totally. Okay. Jason Bateman is super hot, and who knew he could be kind of scary.
And then I also heard there's another one. What's it called? It just came out. It's on Netflix. The guy that has to step in because the president, he now's the next president or something.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, let me find out the title and I'll tell you.
All right. If I'm not watching that, I'm watching The Real Housewives. I don't know if you like The Real Housewives.
I did the Beverly Hills Real Housewives like a couple years back. No, not since then. No. too much bitch fighting, man. Those chicks like go for them. Like, oh my god, too much jealousy. Like, I grew up with a sister, so I don't have jealousy with women. You know, I love women, and I don't know. I'm just so sometimes I'm like, oh man, why?
I know. They're like super crazy, super rich. It must be. I'm wondering how they're even getting by with not having people doing their hair and makeup, because they can't live life without that.
Oh yeah, I bet you they're really miserable right now.
Yeah, they're not loving life right now. So with that said, is there anything that you're like, this is my go-to quarantine beauty trick? Because I know a lot of ladies are like, I'm looking all jacked up, my weaves are coming out, my nails are falling off. Is there something that you've been doing that you typically would get done?
So my nails haven't been done. They're all chipped from the gel. I don't actually do acrylics or anything. I'm very all natural, but I do like to get my nails done. And I just do gels. So they look really hideous right now. And my eyebrows, I haven't done my eyebrows. So they're bushy. Look at them.
They look good. See, girl.
That's real, ladies. My eyebrows. So I haven't done that. I haven't done my mo.
Right. Your mo.
Yeah. Well, I only have to do this probably like twice a year or something. My boyfriend always makes fun, but I don't really. You know how girls are. I know girls that wax everything, man. They take. I don't. I leave my little, because you know I'm Mediterranean, so I have a little bit of facial, elegant butterfly hair, as they call, as J Lo says, because J Lo has it too. I pretty much live in my workout pants, and Yeah, no, I'm taking, are you kidding me? I'm loving this because it's like, I don't have to put makeup on. My hair's crazy. Like, look at this. My hair's all frizzy. This is my hair. Woo! So I haven't even styled it. Normally, you know, I've got extensions in or something.
Yeah, right. That's
our girl. I'll put a mask on at night, put a little mask on just to, you know, I always hydrate my face and stuff.
You know but, what? I learned that about you. When you fly, you wear a mask to keep your moisture in your mouth.
I do. So I'm all for the face mask. I really, really am. And I've been implementing that and wearing it for the past couple years, actually. So people have always looked at me like the weirdo on a plane. I've had some great conversations with the people next to me. Now everyone does it, which is awesome. But I started it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a little OCD. I'm a germ freak. So this whole wash your hands thing. Yeah, I mean, this was me before. So this for all the OCD people out there, right. Hands up. To the OCD people, because this is like every day for us. So
I love it.
I went for a walk yesterday and everyone in my neighborhood, everyone's wearing face masks, even on walks. It's interesting, like everywhere right now.
Oh my gosh. I know a lot of people too on Madtown are, of course, chiming in. So if you have questions, definitely ask Vasi. They're like, I need to listen to you sing, girl. Can you sing something?
Yeah, they want to hear secrets. So I'll do that for them. Oh, won't you stay for a while? I'll take you on a ride if you can keep a secret. Oh, won't you stay for a while? Show me darkest, baby, show me secrets.
Oh my God. Yes, honey.
They love that song. I could sing that on repeat all night. And then everyone loves everyone really enjoys Bad, which is so Bad, if you guys know this one, sing along. But it's you might know this one, Krista. Do you know Bad?
Yeah, I say, oh, why does it feel so good to be bad? Get what I want, boy. Why doesn't it make you so mad? I say, why does it feel so good to be bad? Because if it's trouble that you're looking for, then baby, here I am.
Ooh! Yes, honey! Oh my gosh, Patsy. You're insanely amazing. What about concrete heart?
Oh my God. If I could love you with a concrete heart, if I could love you with a concrete heart, want to feel your lips on mine, tangled up in this desire, I would let you in if I could love you.
Oh my gosh.
You guys like that one?
Heck yeah. All right. Well, we got to ask, can you sing a little bit of Blink?
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. So I'll sing the hook. No rest for the wicked, sleep when we're dead. Blink and you miss it. So live it instead. Break all the limits. We push through the red. Cause oh no, oh, rest for the wicked. I'm gonna rest for the weekend. No. Reggae version.
I love it. Yes. That's so awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, well, girl, we love you. And we're so, again, honored to have you, you know, chime in on 93.1 Jams on our, you know, on our Instagram Live. We know you're a busy lady and so much more. And a lot of people love you, obviously. You got an amazing amount of followers.
Oh, thank you. Everyone's awesome. And I just love all the positivity that's going on. Why? This person said, are you hungry? What does that mean?
maybe they're asking if you're Hungarian.
Oh, Hungarian or hungry? I mean, you know, lately in quarantine, always hungry. It's like lunch, lunch, dinner, repeat. I don't have breakfast because as you know from my text today, I wake up late.
Oh my gosh, you're so adorable. By the way, thank you. This is my first Instagram Live too, so that's super sweet.
Yay, we christened it.
I know. Yes, girl. Woohoo. So as far as what we have to see coming out with you, more and more great songs on Blink, what could you say about that?
So I'm actually, ironically, while I'm quarantined, I've set up my home studio, and I have been more creative lately than I have in the past year. I have just been going back and forth with different people, writing on something with Sam Felt and Benny Benassi and Showtek. Just got some stuff from Getter that I'm going to try writing. I need to write something cool with him. So I'm just trying to write and record stuff and get it, you know, back and forth between everyone. And we're all in different countries and different places. And this is so cool. So I'm trying to make this time productive, which is great. And I think everyone should. And don't be bored at home. Take the opportunity, because eventually it's all going to open up. The same stuff's out there. The parties aren't going anywhere. It's all going to be there. But take this time right now to not feel guilty about being home, because everyone is. So do something cool, you know, read a book, learn something, clean up all your photos. I went through my photo library. I had like thousands of stuff I just deleted. Like,
really?
You know, what? Yeah, it just takes up space, and you're like, oh, I don't even know why I've got this video. But then you find other stuff. You're like, oh my God, that's when I did that thing. And then I'm like posting it on my stories, you know, just.
You're like, girl. So what will be the first thing that you want to do when you get out, real quick, when this is all said and done? Is there something you want to go eat? Is there a place you want to go see? Is there someone you want to hug?
Oh, yeah. I'd want to get my nails done first. Oh, look, my family's overseas, so I'm used to not being able to hug my loved ones. But I think the simple things. I mean, obviously, I can't wait to get back out and perform. I had to cancel all my shows, and my fans, I miss you guys a lot. Like, I just miss performing. But I'd love to get out and a restaurant, have a glass of wine with some girlfriends or something. That'd be fun.
Well, I would love to join you. I don't know if you like white or red, girl, but
white. Okay. I like a dry white.
A dry white. All right. Well, hopefully I can get out to LA and see you and go on some Rodeo Drive shopping, because that's always been a dream of mine.
Oh, yeah, of course. It'd be my pleasure. I'll show you around. I'll be your, your host.
Oh, you're sweet. You're sweet. Well, we love you, Bessie. Thank you so much again, girl, for chiming in with us, you know, during your, you know, busy schedule. And I just appreciate you. And it's just such an honor to speak with you. And everybody loves you, girl, because I can see it all.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. And I want to give a big shout out. Thank you for having me on your show. And a big shout out to King, our homeboy.
Woo-hoo! I love it. Woo!
He's awesome, right? Yeah, he's been a huge supporter and a big champion of mine. I just love him, like, from years ago, for all the different songs that I've done. So it's great to have people like him, because, I mean, this is how we, you know, the mixed community, the I mean, just keeping all the fans happy from left to right. So it's cool, and I'm so glad that we got to finally connect. I've heard wonderful things about you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I can't wait to do this again with you.
Yeah? Me too. Let's do it with a glass of wine next time.
All right, that sounds good.
This is my third cup of coffee.
Here you go. Here's mine.
I got water and coffee. That's for the next 3 hours.
I know, right? All right. So awesome. All right, honey. I love you. Stay safe.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Right,
stay home.
Stay home. Bye.
Bye.